Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com. Blues and Predators tonight, and you can see the game on Fox Sports Midwest. This is brought to you in brilliant clarity by Lordo's Diamonds, family-owned and operated for over 60 years, top-quality jewelry at affordable prices. So stop paying too much at the chain stores and experience a Lordo's Diamonds difference. Meet my great friend, Jimmy Lordo, his brother Mike. They're there every day. Welcome the opportunity to work with you. So you'll enjoy the relaxed, no-pressure atmosphere. Selection is second to none. Lordo's Diamonds. See their selection. LordosDiamonds.com. LordosDiamonds.com. I mentioned the game will be seen on Fox Sports Midwest tonight. The trade deadline is come and gone. We're going to get into that with Chris Raby. We'll talk it over with him as we preview tonight's game. The trade deadline is come and gone, and Nashville did make some moves, and we'll talk about what the Blues did as well, but let's start with Nashville. David Poile, their general manager, has loaded up for the stretch run. He added shifty winger Mikael Granlund from the Minnesota Wild, taking advantage of the team's retooling, so he sent winger Kevin Fiala back in that deal, giving up some youth and getting some speed. He also added power forward Wayne Simmonds, and going the other way was winger Ryan Hartman and a fourth-round pick in 2020 to the Philadelphia Flyers. So we'll talk about that and also what the Blues did at the trade deadline. I want to remind you, you can see the game tonight on Fox Sports Midwest. The place to do that would be Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill, and they have a special deal going on. It's Ticket Tuesdays at Hot Shots. You can enter to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots location during every Tuesday Blues game this season. So all you do, you throw on your Blues gear, you show up and register to win a pair of tickets, cheer on the Blues, and you'll enjoy awesome specials on food and drinks, including Bud Family, Jack Daniels, Blue Samplers, and so much more. They're a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues, and Blues fans have been going there for more than 28 years. Every Blues game, you can win big. Get more information on the party. Find a Hot Shots near you, hotshotsnet.com. I get my hair cut at Hair Saloon for Men. They're a proud sponsor of Scoops with DannyMac.com. Founded in 1997, they now have 16 locations in the Gateway City. I go there. Both my boys go there. The reason why? It's simple. They take care of us, and they keep client notes on each customer, so on each visit, you're assured they know what you want. They'll do that in the privacy of your own cutting station. You walk through the doors, get a complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, and the best part, it's only $22. That's at Hair Saloon for Men. Coming up, we talk it over with Chris Raby on Scoops with DannyMac.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. At the Home Loan Expert Office, we truly bleed blue. We skate around the competition and we get our clients lower rates on better loans. If the credit cards have you in the penalty box, let us get you out with a cash out refinance. The 5-minute loan approval available at thehomeloanexpert.com. All together now.
Let's go Blues!
Enjoy the podcast.
Coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. Again, the game can be seen on Fox Sports Midwest tonight. The Blues 1-1-1 after their club record 11-game winning streak and trying to rebound after a 2-1 OT loss at Minnesota on Sunday. We talked a little bit about Nashville and what they did at the trade deadline. The Blues also made a move, adding a little depth to their blue line. They acquired veteran defenseman Michael Delzato from the Anaheim Ducks in exchange for a 2019 six-round draft pick. And we have the chance to visit with Chris Raby. And Chris, your thoughts on just the trade deadline. We'll start with the Blues and just adding a little bit of a grit on that blue line.
Yeah, you needed a little bit of depth, I think, Dan, especially with the injury to Carl Gunnarsson. And I think that the price was right to bring in a player like Delzato. I think they would have been fine with Chris Butler, but certainly you get a veteran guy to add some depth. And, you know, I think more than anything, my takeaway from the trade deadline is that not only did they add, but they didn't subtract. And this is a team that as recently as, you know, 4 or 5 weeks ago, even as this run kind of started, we were saying what could be the pieces that are moved out, whether it be a guy with, you know, term expiring on his deal at the end of this year, like Jay Bouwmeester or Pat Maroon, or maybe even a larger piece. So not only did they add a piece, but they obviously feel good about where they are. I think if you look at statistically the odds to make the postseason, they're very, very high right now. And then, you know, who would want to run into this red hot Blues team, at least where they stand right now, early. So I think Doug Armstrong and his staff did a nice job of, you know, adding a small piece, not going overboard, and really, you know, for lack of a better term, mortgaging anything too costly down the road to add, but also holding pat with what they have, the guys that they have, and the guys they're going to have moving forward.
Yeah, I think when we were talking on all these reports that we've been doing a couple of months ago, we said, boy, they've got all these pieces they could move at the trade deadline. Would they do
right.
it? Some of those were big. And then we said when they got hot, as we know in sports, when you have team chemistry, you don't want to disrupt it. And I think that's probably the mindset that the Blues front office had, is that when you're going so well, if you disrupt it, that's not a good thing. And that they know better than anybody what's going on in that room. And if you disrupt it, that's not a good thing. So stand pat, add what you think you have, and clearly they've got a good roster, because we've seen they've played as well as anybody against the great teams. Sometimes they play down to the bad teams, but they can play as well as anybody in the league. So they've got the talent. Let's see what happens now from the stretch run.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it looks like the team that we, or a lot of us, expected at the beginning of the year. I don't know if anyone expected they would ever win 11 games in a row over the course of a season, or put up the staggering number of points that they had over the last 2 months. But just kind of collectively, this is probably about where you thought you'd be at this time of the year. I think that everyone, both locally but especially nationally, realized that Winnipeg and Nashville might be the class of not just the division, but the West. We saw that incredible playoff series last year in the conference semifinals. And, you know, this is kind of where you thought, I think, you would be if things had gone right this year. Nashville did win in a shootout last night. So you're, what, 7 points behind them with 3 games in hand and a huge opportunity for a swing game tonight. So, you know, sometimes you don't necessarily get where you expected to be in the way you expected to be there. But, you know, I guess like they say in golf, there's no pictures on the playoff standings right now. So the fact that you're in and you've got a huge opportunity to even close the gap a little bit more on Nashville, you've got to feel good about it coming out of the deadline with the roster that you have intact.
Yeah, Pekka Rinne made 25 saves last night against Edmonton, a 2.05 goals against average, splitting his 2 starts against the Blues this season. His backup looks like he could make the start tonight. 5 goals in each of his 2 starts against the Blues this season. Meanwhile, Jake Allen, 33 saves against the Wild on Sunday. Jordan Binnington, who's been really the story of the Blues in this great run, might be in goal tonight. We'll see. 6-0, 1.81 goals against average as a starter at home. That would be in his favor, you'd have to say, including a 29-save effort in the 3-2 win back on February 9th against Nashville. Interesting in a general sense to see how the Blues will handle the two-headed monster, if you will, of both these two goaltenders, Allen and Binnington, down the stretch.
Man, and Binnington has just been unbelievable. Looking at his numbers, I was trying to think of a comparison where one guy in sports can come in and single-handedly turn the tide of a team, and really perhaps of an organization, Dan, because of what he's done is how you approached the trade deadline. I don't think there's any way around it. He is the reason that the Blues have been playing so well, and obviously they've gotten more contributions offensively, but it all starts with your goaltending. Like, I think that, you know, some of the runs we've seen in St. Louis, obviously Kurt Warner turning things around for the Rams, but that was at the beginning of the year. They had other Hall of Famers on that team. John Tudor had that incredible second half, but, you know, when you're a starting pitcher, you're only going once every 5 days. So, you know, it's been remarkable to see. Allen has been a very, very capable backup, especially with the way this schedule sets up, some of the back-to-backs you'll have, some of the road travel. So I think you feel great about those guys. And also, you know, Binnington now at 5 or 6 weeks since he made his NHL debut on January the 7th against Philadelphia, and this incredible run started, I think he's placed himself firmly in the Calder Trophy conversation.
Hey, Cardinals fans, Dan McLaughlin here from my friends at Schnucks. No, it's still not baseball season, but we can start getting ready. If you haven't already, start spring training by downloading the Schnucks Rewards app. That way, when you're loading up on the brats, the burgers, and everything else you need for Cardinals games, you'll be earning points and money off at Schnucks. Think of all those savings over the course of the entire season, and make sure you shop at Schnucks. Download the Schnucks Rewards app today. It's almost here. Get ready at Schnucks. You probably aren't thinking about this right now, but you should be. Summer's around the corner. All of a sudden, you have to turn on your AC. Everybody in town is going to do it at the same time. Get your annual AC tune-up right now. If you need that tune-up, call Design Air Heating and Cooling. If you need a new system, Design Air is the number one Trane dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a Trane. Check out my friends at DesignAirService.com. Proud partner of the St. Louis Cardinals. You're around this team day in and day out for the most part throughout the season, and we talked about this, and you just touched upon it as well. Offensively, they picked it up. That means Vladimir Tarasenko, we've talked about that he had to be better. Well, 16 goals, 15 assists over a 24-game stretch. He has 4 goals and an assist against the Preds this year. What's been the difference with Vladimir Tarasenko in terms of line mates or what you're seeing on the ice? What do you see with him?
Well, I think he was getting some bad luck early in the year. If you looked at the shot volume and if you looked at, you know, some of what he was putting up, I think I've made the comparison to Matt Carpenter in the first half or even Paul Goldschmidt in the first half of last season in baseball. They were hitting the ball hard. They just weren't having a lot of luck. So I think Vladdy has been able to get a little bit of the luck and maybe score some goals that weren't going in earlier this year. But also, obviously, he's playing with Braden Schenn, who up until the last couple of games had been in there, and Ryan O'Reilly. And O'Reilly has been the best player on this team, one of the best players all around, I think, in the league all year. And I just think that line is clicking. It's almost like the Schenn, Schwartz, Tarasenko line a couple of years ago or last year, the way that they were really rolling. It just, you know, their best players are playing their best hockey right now. They're converting on opportunities. That line is scoring, you know, about 2 goals a game, and Vladdy has been a big part of that. But I just think O'Reilly does so many things well that it creates so many opportunities for others. And when those opportunities are for someone like Tarasenko, maybe he's getting a little more spacing. Maybe there is a little more attention that has to be paid to everyone else on the ice, especially in the offensive zone. He's going to reap the benefits of that.
And finally, the schedule. I know you've done a little breakdown of that for what's remaining both home and road and maybe how it favors or doesn't favor the Blues. And I'm sure fans are always curious about that. What do you think about the schedule that remains, including tonight?
You know, it's been so road heavy. Tonight, obviously, huge against Nashville. And then you're going to have another stretch of just a brutal set of road games. It's going to be 7 of your next 9 after tonight are going to come on the road. And you're going to have to go to the West Coast for the California trio, Anaheim, the Kings, and San Jose, then out to the East Coast. But, you know, when you get through all that and we're sitting a couple of days after St. Patrick's Day, you're going to finish with 7 of your last 10 at home, including 3 of the last 4 at home, which, you know, you wrap up with Philadelphia and Vancouver. You're at Chicago, a couple of teams that could be potentially jockeying for playoff position. I would never accuse anyone of tanking, but who knows if those guys are sitting players or whatever. So, you know, a brutal stretch here after tonight on the road. But, man, more than anything, I'm excited because I think it's just going to be a blast. You've seen that atmosphere at Enterprise Center over the last couple of home games. That Toronto game, I expect it to be a zoo tonight. And then 7 to the last 10 at home, it should be an absolute blast headed into the postseason.
Chris, you're to be commended for how you cover the Blues and also the Cardinals in your play-by-play on the internet. And great job, as always, covering this team, the Cardinals, and really look forward to always doing these reports before Blues hockey. Thanks so much, and we will talk to you later this week as we preview the Blues.
Thanks, man. Should be a fun game tonight.